With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
What's up, my Daebak family? How are you doing? Welcome to the K-Pop Daebak Show. I'm Eric Nam, and today we have a special guest host. His name is Peniel from B2B. Yay! Yeah, my good friend Peniel, he has taken over the show today. All of this was while I was on tour, but we finally can put it out today. He's going to talk to you about music, clearly, and K-Pop, because that's what this show's all about. Don't worry, if you wanted to hear me talk, you're listening to it right now, but if you want more, I will be back in a few days, probably on Thursday, with a midweek K-Pop Daebak update where I talk about whatever I want. So check in with me then, and hope you really enjoy this episode with Peniel. Go tell him what's up, tell him you love him. And you guys, if you want more content, of course, you can listen to the back catalog of K-Pop Daebak, but you could also listen to the new show we have. It's called Commit or Quit, available on the Dive Studios, because it is fire, and we talk about movies and TV shows. But anyways, everybody stay in, stay safe, wash your hands, stay healthy, and I'll see you guys soon. Have a good one. Enjoy the K-Pop Daebak Show with Eric Nam and today, Peniel. Bye.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-Pop Daebak Show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Hi, guys. So, yes, I am the guest host, Peniel of B2B. Why am I here? Oh, wait, yes, and the show, right. You're listening to the Daebak Show, guys. Yeah, why am I here? Eric, being his irresponsible self, left his podcast in Korea. And he went on a tour. You still haven't told me where. Is it Europe or is it Asia?
Both.
Oh, it's both. Yeah. So he's just going all over the place. And Latin America. Holy. You know, I'm sure if he actually wanted to, he could have taken a mic and a camera. And he probably could have shot it in his hotel or something. But, you know, irresponsible. Irresponsible Eric. I'm just kidding. He's too busy. He needs to calm down. He needs to take care of his health. Did you see his lip last time? Yeah, he had like a busted lip and it was all chapped. And yeah, he needs to sleep. He needs to sleep and he needs to de-stress somehow. He needs to find a way to release his stress, because that lip did not look pretty at all. But anyways, yes, today's episode. So each episode apparently has a theme. But today's theme is just my playlist. I just have to talk about three of my favorite songs these days. It doesn't necessarily need to be my song.
But it can be.
It can be. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Good time to, you know, market a little bit. First song, I guess I will start with, we did Rock, Paper, Scissors earlier. And if I won, I was going to talk about my song. If Diane won, is it okay if they know your name? If the producer won.
Okay.
Oh, okay. If Diane won, I was going to talk about B2B song, but she sucks at Rock, Paper, Scissors. So I won. So I will talk about my song. It is called Flip, featuring Benzino. It is like a hip-hop song, you know. Good for clubs. So if any club owners are out there listening to this, please play my song in the club. Long to the early morning. Yeah, you know, if you just want to have a fun night, I recommend this song. I like this song because it's probably the closest to what I listen to on a daily basis. But I don't really listen to any of my songs. It's, is that weird?
No.
Isn't that normal? Do you listen to your songs after you release them?
Jamie listens to her own songs.
You listen to your own songs? Really? No, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's really awkward to listen to my own songs. And I kind of get sick of it because you have to listen to it so much, and then you have to shoot the music video, you have to listen to it so much and stuff. So I kind of get sick of it by the time I release it. So I don't really listen to it that much. But it's the closest genre to what I listen to on a daily basis. I have an unreleased song, and I was actually debating between those two songs, Flip and then the unreleased one, like which one is my favorite. But out of the released one so far, I would say Flip is my favorite. Next song, my member, Sungjae, Yuk Sungjae, he is doing like a project right now. He started in, December. And then so it's December, January, February. Each month he's releasing two singles. And yeah, so he already released one in December. He released the January one yesterday. Today is the 17th. So yeah, on the 16th, he already released it. I don't know when this video is going to get released or this podcast. I can't say the third song. Technically, it's the fifth and sixth song, I guess. There's one on there that I really like because I'm on it. But
what's it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because it's not out yet. And I don't know when this is going to get released. So, you know, I don't want... So anyways, out of the release songs, I like a song called Wow. It's W-A-U, Wow. I'm pretty sure it stands for What About You. It's a very, like, summery song, but he released it in January. But it suits summer. But you know what? It's somewhere in the world. So, yeah. It's a very summery song. It's got that like the tropical house vibe. The drop isn't like too crazy. It's not like future bass kind of drop. It's like a very like easy to listen to, you know, driving down like, I don't know, in like an open car down some random road in LA, palm trees, the beach on one side, you know, it's like that kind of vibe. So I really like that. He also released a song called Chicken, or I Want to Be a Chicken, or wait, hold on, what was the name of the song? No, seriously, it's something called, it's just called Chicken, but the lyrics literally say, like, I want to be a chicken, and it's because it's like, you know how, like, everyone loves chicken, so he's just pretty much saying, like, I want to be loved by everyone, too, and, like, yeah. So those two songs, go check them out. If his third set of two songs is released, go check those out too. I'm sure all the songs are sick. Third song. I don't really listen to K-pop that much. So I just went through, the fruit chart in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous one, I think. The most popular one. And yeah, Psycho. I actually really like that song. I don't really listen to K-pop, but it doesn't have like that much of a K-pop vibe to begin with. I mean, K-pop, you know, there's nothing wrong with K-pop. I love K-pop. I just prefer songs that I can actually understand, like, without having to focus.
Unwanted family guests are like fish. They start to stink after 3 days. So what's the best mattress for them this holiday season? Definitely not a Nectar. Then they'll never leave. Flip those fish your old mattress and put your human body on a Nectar. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. A fresher deal than your mackerel-y mother-in-law, right? Go to NectarSleep.com today.
I actually heard it on the street first, and then I found out that they had a comeback, and I was like, oh, I should probably
Who's
go.
Who's they?
Oh, Red Velvet, right. Yes, Red Velvet Psycho. Yeah, it's actually really good. When does this get released again? I don't know if it'll be all over the streets by the time you guys are listening to this episode, but right now it's like all over the streets. You walk anywhere, and then you'll probably hear the song at least twice a day. If you're like walking around outside or at a cafe or something, it's got a really good hook. It's easy to listen to, so I recommend that song.
Yeah. Do you know Red Velvet personally or anybody from Red Velvet?
I know a few of them. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's like I'm on like Insta terms with all of them, I guess. Because my member shot a reality program with one of the members. My member was quote-unquote married to a Red Velvet member. And then on one of the episodes, like, we all went out, all the members, all B2B members, and then all Red Velvet members, and we went to Everland. And then Wendy actually speaks English, so I was like, all right, English speaker. But yeah, I really like their song.
Nice.
Okay, what do I do now?
Now we're going to ask you questions from the K-pop Taebak Discord channel. From a user named Minholi, what's his favorite boba flavor?
My favorite boba flavor. There's this place by my sister's house in LA. I think it's called Factory Tea Bar. And they have this pot flavored pot, like red bean pot, not like marijuana pot. Is it sweet red bean or like red bean paste? Or
yeah,
what
it's
is
like
pot?
Sweet. It's like sweet red bean paste.
Yeah, sweet red bean paste flavored boba. I think that is delicious as fluff.
As fluff. Next question is from Ivy.
Ivy, okay.
Will Peniel ever sing a ballad as a solo track in the future?
A ballad track by myself?
Uh-huh.
No? It's like... Seriously, Ivy, what the... You want me to, like, lose fans? You want me to end my career with that one song? I got cut because I couldn't sing!
Oh, yeah. Still.
What the...
Fresh wound.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not gonna go... It's like, I got cut because I couldn't sing. I'm not gonna go and release a ballad track. What the...
From Lena, if Peniel wasn't an idol, what would he be?
Oh, wait. So people knew I was gonna come on the show?
Yes.
Oh, what the... That's not fun. Lena, if I wasn't... an idol, what would I have been? I think I was actually into whatchamacallit, like bullseye shooting, like competitive bullseye shooting. My parents actually wanted me to go out to the Olympics.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I started competitive shooting it started off because I think in the Olympics they might not use an actual gun. It might be like a pellet gun. So I actually had one of those, like the ones that they use in the Olympics. I don't know if it's like the exact one, but I actually had one of those. I was actually pretty good, I think. I was actually pretty good. I went out on a actual competition as well, but it wasn't with the pellet gun. And I found out like last minute that they didn't use pellet guns and I had to get a real gun. So I had to actually get a 22 caliber pistol. It is very different from a pellet gun, like the kick and everything. And it's so loud, but... I didn't do that well in that competition, but my team, so like me overall, I got 5th out of 17, but my team, we still got gold.
Wow.
So yeah, the other two, you know, stepped up, but I was pretty good. I was pretty good. Like my highest was 96 out of 100, I think, that I got. So I was, and that was like only like a year into my practice too, my training too. So yeah, I think my parents actually wanted me to go out. I don't know if it was like the London or the Beijing one. Olympics, but they wanted me to like actually try out, so I was actually like practicing and I was going to join a team and everything, but then I came to Korea.
All right. Whoa. Okay. So next question is from K-pop idol XIUMN. The question is, when's the vlogs resuming? I miss them.
What vlogs?
Don't you have a YouTube channel?
Huh? I have a YouTube channel? What?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because I was monetizing, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm signed under Cube, obviously. So then Cube was in charge of the whole monetizing. I wasn't making a lot of money. I was making like enough to like maybe buy like one meal, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe more than one meal. Like I couldn't pay like my house rent or something with that.
Okay.
But I was still getting some money. But then I stopped for a while because I got lazy. And I started again. And then I wasn't making any money. So I was like, huh? But then if I checked on YouTube, it said I was making money. It was a lot less than what I used to be making, but I was still, like, making some money. So I was like, what the? So then I called my company, and they were like, oh, what? It's like, we didn't get anything. I don't know where the money's going. I'm not getting it. They're not getting it. So I was like, oh, this is weird. So then I'm just on stop right now until we figure that out. But I'm also just really lazy. And so it's like I used to do daily vlogs pretty much. Or, like, just, like... It wasn't like a themed thing, you know? It's just like my daily life kind of stuff. And these days, I'm literally doing the same thing over and over again. So I don't have any content to upload. I literally, during the weekdays, I wake up, I'll eat something, I'll go work out, I'll come home, I'll wash up, I'll have a protein shake, and then I'll go to radio. And then I'll come home, I'll have another little snack, and then I'll sleep, and then repeat. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm just playing with my friends. So it's like, I don't really have anything to vlog.
Well, the next...
I'll try to think of some content where it's not like a daily thing. And hopefully I'll resume soon. But probably not. But I mean...
You and Jamie can do a video together.
I'm thinking about it, but probably not. But yeah, nah, I'm good. But yeah, maybe, but probably not. Yeah.
All right. Well, next question is, does Peniel put cereal or milk in first?
Cereal? Are you a...
Jamie
are
said
you a
milk
sociopath?
In first.
Are you psychotic? You sprinkle cereal? Who sprinkles cereal? What the... I don't want to be in the same
in the
room.
Everyone in the room looks so scandalized right now by what Jamie said.
I don't want to... Can you leave? I'm scared to be in the same room as her.
Wow, things got heated over this, what I thought was a pretty innocuous question.
No, yeah. Cereal first, all the way. People that do milk first are low-key sociopaths or psychotic, I think.
Oh
no, I'm just kidding. It's not to that extent. But look at her right now on her phone. She's probably stalking someone. I just finished watching you. She's probably stalking someone. Okay, I know you could just swipe and change the screen.
Oh my goodness.
Who are you stalking right now? She's probably stalking someone else. You know how easy it is to stalk someone these days? It's so scary. Or I don't know, maybe maybe the show just made it seem easier because it's like a TV
show. The show You on Netflix?
Yeah, You on Netflix. Yeah. But it made it seem like it's so easy to stalk people. I got kind of creeped out.
It is easy.
And you're trying.
After I found out you put milk in first, you're definitely a stalker or something.
All right. Well, the next question is from, I don't know how to read this, Den I.
Oh, I thought that was the actual username.
No.
I was like, oh, that's a pretty clever username. Okay.
It's DenafedNU. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're asking, do you ever come up with lyrics like during like random shower thoughts or something? Like, how do you come up with lyrics?
No, for me, it's usually I have to sit down and I have to, like, focus. They don't really come to me, like, randomly. I wish they did, but not at the same time. Because I see some people that do that, and that's literally, like, the only thing that they can, like, you know, they're always like, oh, wait, hold on, where's my phone? I just thought of, like, a lyric, and then it's like, I feel like it'll be really stressful. I feel like that's just, like, you're just, like, 24/7. You're just constantly working. You're not really ever taking a break. Because I see people do that, like, top liners. And then, like, people that write lyrics and stuff, they're, like, they'll be eating, and all of a sudden, they're, like, oh, hold on, where's my phone? I just thought of a cool top line. Or, like, oh, hold on, I just thought of, like, a sick, like, lyric. Like, where's my phone? Like, they're always looking for their phone. Like, we'll be bowling or something. All of a sudden, they're, like, hold on. I'm, like, what the?
Oh, but, yeah, so, you love bowling.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fun.
How often do you go bowling?
I think, like, at least once a week.
Whoa.
Once every 2 weeks.
What's the highest score you've ever had?
219.
I have no idea if that's a good score.
That's a pretty good score.
Oh, do you go by yourself or do you usually go with friends?
Oh, I would never go by myself. I'm not that into bowling. I'm not that into bowling. Oh, yeah. I don't have, like, my own gear and everything, you know? Like, I see people come in with, like, luggage bags. Looks like they're about to go to the airport or some stuff, but then they just pull out, like, two bowling balls and then, like, this, like, robot arm and, like, their own glove. And, like, I'm just like, okay, all right. So whatever, you know, you do you.
All right.
But, yeah. But anyways, what was the question?
No, you answered.
Oh, lyrics, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So for me to write lyrics, I have to listen to the beat, and then I need like a theme too. Like, I suck at coming up with themes for songs. Like sometimes I can, but then sometimes I'm just like, oh, I need a theme. And then like once we get a general theme down, then I just kind of like imagine myself in that situation, like of that theme, and then that's when I start writing lyrics. I can't just randomly, yeah.
All right. Well, last question is from Felicious. The question from Felicious.
Okay.
If you're a fruit, what would you be?
Okay. Did you pick these questions?
These are just the questions they asked.
If I was a fruit, what would I be?
Yes.
What? Ginkang. What's ginkang?
Fucking ginkang.
What's ginkang?
I don't know what that is.
Kumquat. That's a funky name.
Are you saying that you'd be a kumquat?
No, maybe a pineapple.
So you'd be a pineapple.
I guess I'd be a pineapple.
Great.
Because I like pineapples. That's the only reason. That's like my favorite fruit, pineapples.
Nailed it.
I guess.
All right.
But you know that pineapples, they eat away at protein. So that's why if you eat too many pineapples and your tongue hurts, it's like technically like the pineapple like eating away at your tongue.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Anyways, yeah, that was my random episode of the Taebak Show with Peniel Shin, not Eric Nam, because he is on tour right now. So go show Eric lots of love too. I'm sure he's tired as balls. Make sure you go support him. I'm sure he'll be uplifted a little bit at least in his hotel room or something, you know, looking through his Twitter or Instagram. I don't know. Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, you should follow the Taebak Show at Taebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast platform you listen on, I guess. So, yeah, so you don't miss out on other episodes. And then subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have awesome content going up almost every day of the week. And there's only going to be more as time goes on.
Where can people find you?
All right. Can find me on Instagram at BTOBPENIEL, B2B Peniel. Instagram, just Peniel Shin. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys all had fun. I don't really know what I did, but I had fun. So yes. Bye guys. Outro jingle.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.